What about adjuvant endocrine therapy of premenopausal patients?
Well, the adjuvant endocrine therapy in premenopausal patients pretty much always utilizes tamoxifen, the selective estrogen receptor modulator. There's a huge body of experience with tamoxifen in premenopausal women. It's safe. Its risk reduction for recurrence is very similar. The aromatase inhibitors, at least if they're used alone in a premenopausal woman, are not effective. The big controversy and the big uncertainty in the premenopausal subset at this point in time is whether or not rendering the premenopausal woman postmenopausal by either surgically removing the ovaries or using medications to suppress the ovaries from producing estrogen adds benefit to tamoxifen or to chemotherapy. And the clinical trials data that we have looking at that is somewhat contradictory. In combination with chemotherapy, the data that we have is with older chemotherapy regimens, not the newer chemotherapy regimens. So there are several ongoing clinical trials now to try to further sort that out to see whether or not adding ovarian suppression or removal is of benefit over and above tamoxifen alone. And also trials that are now looking at, because of the success in the aromatase inhibitors in the postmenopausal subset, whether if we render a premenopausal woman with newly diagnosed breast cancer postmenopausal, are the aromatase inhibitors in that situation superior to the use of tamoxifen?
You know, it's always controversial how much evidence do we need to implement a new strategy. And this situation with premenopausal women is a good example that when we do patterns of care studies across this country and ask doctors, what do you generally do in situation A, B, and C? We do see a substantial fraction of oncologists, particularly if they are seeing a premenopausal woman who has positive lymph nodes, who will offer and in some cases actually utilize these therapies that you describe as unproven or being the subject of clinical trials, ovarian suppression or removal of the ovaries plus tamoxifen, and ovarian suppression or removal plus an aromatase inhibitor. Not commonly, but maybe a quarter or more of oncologists who will utilize that. And I know, you know, the Breast Cancer Committee of the NCCN debates a lot of these issues. Do you think that that type of an approach is a reasonable consideration outside of a clinical trial?
Well, it's a really tough question. And it depends in part, I think, on where the woman is in her adjuvant endocrine therapy. For instance, in the ATAC trial that looked at initial anastrozole, and in the big 198 trial that looks at initial letrozole as the aromatase inhibitor, the women who were enrolled in those trials were all postmenopausal at the time of diagnosis of their breast cancer. And so that data doesn't apply at all to the premenopausal subset. In some of the other trials, for instance, the MA17 trial that looked at tamoxifen for 5 years approximately, followed by letrozole, women who were premenopausal at the time of their breast cancer diagnosis but became menopausal during their 5 years of tamoxifen could be enrolled in that trial. And so in the trials that looked at sequential therapy, most of those trials required that the woman be postmenopausal at the time of diagnosis, but in some of those trials it's not clearly specified necessarily in terms of when they had to have become postmenopausal. So some of the issues relate to how closely do you have to follow the eligibility criteria for a clinical trial in order to apply it to a woman with newly diagnosed breast cancer who's not on that clinical trial. And that's a real tough call. It's a real tough decision. So our guideline now specifies that for women who are premenopausal at the time of diagnosis, that an aromatase inhibitor should not be used as initial therapy. That for women who take 5 years of tamoxifen and become postmenopausal, that they can certainly consider and probably should take letrozole as an extended adjuvant therapy. And for women in the middle who start premenopausal, take tamoxifen for 2 to 3 years, become postmenopausal, that those women can consider switching to an aromatase inhibitor at that time to complete 2 to 3 years of therapy